It's now my pleasure to introduce this afternoon's speaker. No stranger to the PKD Foundation, Dr. Arlene Chapman is professor of medicine at Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia. She's a past chairperson and current member of the PKD Foundation Scientific Advisory Committee, and today she will be leading the session, The Basics of PKD.
It's very nice to get applause before I start. Thank you very much. One of the most important and most highlighted aspects of almost all of the scientific advisors' careers is to have a chance to speak with you. Speak up a little more. Can you hear me now? Is that better? Is to be able to speak directly with patients about polycystic kidney disease. I mean, we spend a lot of our time educating young physicians, interns and residents, and fellows with subspecialty training in nephrology. But I think one of the goals of the foundation that's always been very successful is that patient education is a truly empowering piece of their disease. So I really am very, very fortunate to be able to speak with you this afternoon about polycystic kidney disease. Now, how many? I see some familiar faces in the audience. How many people here are at the conference for their first time ever? Wow. Well, I think I saw all the familiar faces there. Okay. So the idea that this afternoon should do is I'm going to be introducing a lot of different concepts about polycystic kidney disease as they relate to patient health, and I'm going to go through things. Slowly, you should have a handout for this session. Does everyone have a handout for this session? And there are going to be places beside each of the slides for you to be able to take notes. So I'm going to speak directly off the slides, but also spend some time with each topic so that you can add more information than perhaps is on the slide, okay? And so this is always one of my favorite titles, Autosomal Dominant Polycystic Kidney Disease, Membership in the Sisterhood. No impingement on the men in the room, but this is really an issue here. What are the characteristics? What are the details about polycystic kidney disease? And one of the first things I wanted to cover with you, because this is a question that comes up all the time when someone is first diagnosed with polycystic kidney disease, is what is the genetic nature of ADPKD? Now, does everyone here understand the fact that this is an autosomal dominant genetic disorder? That word's been brought before. It used to be that ADPKD was called adult dominant polycystic kidney disease. And the word dominant really is meant to be the genetics of the disorder. So what that means is that we're all born with two copies of each chromosome. Okay, so we can have a chromosome 1, 2, 3, 4, and so on. And we have one copy from our mother, and we have one copy from our father, okay? And chromosome 16 is where PKD1 is, and chromosome 4 is where PKD2 is, okay? And what's happened in those of you that have polycystic kidney disease is that one of those copies on either chromosome 16 or chromosome 4 has a mutation in its PKD gene. Not both copies, just one copy, okay? And that was enough for the polycystic kidney disease to develop in you, okay? This is a very different from other kinds of genetic disorders like recessive polycystic kidney disease, which is being discussed across the way, which is a recessive disorder. So in a recessive disorder like autosomal recessive polycystic kidney disease, which is on chromosome 6, not only do you have to have one copy mutated, you have to have the other copy mutated as well, okay? So that means that you don't get the disease unless both genes have a mutation in them. So what that means is that if someone has autosomal dominant polycystic kidney disease, they either got the mutation from either their mother or their father. If someone has autosomal recessive polycystic kidney disease, they had to inherit a mutation from both their mother and their father. Now, the mother and the father don't have the disease, with autosomal recessive polycystic kidney disease because the mother only has one mutation and the father only has one mutation. And they are called carriers. Okay? So other diseases that are like an autosomal recessive disease would be something like cystic fibrosis, okay, where all of a sudden a child is born and a diagnosis of cystic fibrosis is made. That child inherited one bad copy from the mother, one bad copy from the father, and it came together in that individual to cause the cystic fibrosis. So it's not that you can see the disease go from generation to generation to generation, okay? It stays in one generation, and that's usually it. So if someone has autosomal dominant polycystic kidney disease, usually what we see a parent who's had it, a grandparent who's had it, and then the risk that that person is going to pass that disease on to one of their children is about 50%. Okay, so they got one good copy, they got one bad copy, they have a child, they either pass on the good copy or they pass on the bad copy. And with each child, each time another child is born to that individual, it's the same risk. It's 50%. Okay? So if someone has autosomal recessive polycystic kidney disease, and they have both copies, when they have a child, more than likely they're going to marry someone who's not a carrier, right? Who doesn't have any bad copies. That means that each child only has zero chance, pretty much, of ever getting the disease, okay? Because the person who has it has two bad copies. They only pass one on, okay? So unless that person that's the other parent has a bad copy, there's no chance that they're going to pass on the disease. Now, their children have a 100% chance of being a carrier, right? So here's someone with autosomal recessive polycystic kidney disease. Chromosome 6, they have a mutation in the ARPKD gene on both copies. They have a child. They either pass on one bad copy or the other bad copy. So for sure, each of the children are going to get one bad copy, but they're not going to get two. So they're going to be carriers for the disease. Okay. Now, if someone has autosomal dominant polycystic kidney disease, what that means is one of their parents had one of the copies. If someone has autosomal recessive polycystic kidney disease, that means that both of their parents had a bad copy. So when you meet someone who they know they have a bad copy and they're married to someone who has a bad copy, their chances of having a child with autosomal recessive polycystic kidney disease isn't 50%, okay, because both bad copies have to come together in that child, okay, it's only 25%. Okay. Now, I see some concerned looks in the audience. And if you want me to go through this some more, I can. But I wanted to set sort of what the genetics are for ADPKD for you in the room. So the important thing is that to get ADPKD, you only have to get one bad copy of a PKD gene. Okay, and it comes from a parent who would have ADPKD most likely, okay? And that means that that parent can pass it on 50% of the time to someone who gets it. Once someone has it, they can pass it on 50% of the time, or a flip of the coin, by chance alone, to each of their offspring. Okay? So how do we go about determining if someone has polycystic kidney disease? Now, there's a number of ways that people come to find out that they have ADPKD. More and more often today, what's happened is we have families who are already diagnosed with polycystic kidney disease, and they have children who are at this 50% risk for having inherited the mutated gene. And these are at what we would call at-risk individuals. Today, the way that we make the diagnosis is through a picture of the kidney, okay? And there's different ways that you can image the kidney. There are things called IVPs. There are ultrasounds where they'll take a transducer and with jelly on the skin and take some sound waves across the abdomen, and they can look at the kidneys. There are CT scans that can be used. There are MR imagings that can be used, magnetic resonance imaging. All of these modalities.